This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. It's a real pleasure to have back on today's program Mr. Myers G. Lohman of Cincinnati, Ohio. Mr. Lohman is Executive Secretary of Circuit Riders Incorporated and is a nationally recognized authority on communist and pro-communist activities. Mr. Lohman, welcome back.
Well, hello to the friends of Mr. Richard Morphew.
You've just spent 2 weeks, Myers, traveling throughout Mississippi on a speaking tour. Did you have an opportunity to observe any of the students in action who had come to Mississippi to spend what they are calling the long, hot summer?
Yes, and I don't think some of them are going to be there all summer. I've seen the homes where some of these persons, in fact, in one town, where six of them were located, some five or six different homes, and I would be under the impression that it would be difficult for them to stay there this summer in the heat and other inconveniences, and particularly in those homes.
What were these students doing? What did they look like? Give us some of your impressions about them.
Well, I would say that some of them in different towns were so different in appearance from the average young woman you see around the average campus, that my reaction was that I would like to have a mirror along, just hand say, now take a look at this, and a couple times a day look at yourself and look around town and see whether you look normal or these persons look normal. I mean, they just don't look like ordinary town folks. I mean, some of them have got stares away off, nervous. There are some wholesome looking ones in appearance, but generally speaking, they're an odd lot.
Now, just where were they living, the ones that you had an opportunity
to
observe?
Well, one was living, one girl was living in the home of one of the outstanding characters, if you know what I mean by characters of the community. This is a little village, and this Negro woman had been arrested several times during the years for selling whiskey in violation of the laws, and been fined. And I said, well, is she a big operator in the whiskey business? And they said, well, there she is sitting on the porch. She's big physically, but she just sells about enough to get her own free. And it seemed rather odd that supposedly a college girl should be living in this home. Then there was another home that all the floors seemed to, from the street as it drove by very slowly, and I've experienced in having seen hundreds and hundreds, literally thousands of Kentucky and Tennessee mining houses, even the abandoned ones. This house in particular looked like the floors were not level. There was a young minister, quite a young fellow from California living in this home. In fact, that home was just the adjoining property to where, for the night of the day when I was there, the so-called church, a little church building, had a fire alarm connected with it. Somebody sent a fire alarm, and apparently some $10 or $15 worth of damage was done, and about $42 million worth of American radio, television, and newspaper space was used to tell about it. The White Volunteer Fire Company went over and spit on it or threw a couple buckets of water on it. A matter of 10 minutes, beginning, end, it was all over.
Now, Mr. Lohman, is it your impression that these volunteers, these college students for the most part who are in Mississippi, knew what they were coming down for when they came, and now that they're in the state, do they know what they're doing? Do they have any plan for action?
Well, I think the ones being trained and the ones who were trained at under the auspices of the National Council of Churches at Western College for Women at Oxford, Ohio, they would come near to knowing why they were coming, because the National Council of Churches had to spend a lot of money to house a couple hundred at one week, and the following week they claim they have 380 there. Costs a lot of money to house 580 persons and have housing and food services and instructors. They probably know how to go about some of these things, but the early ones that seem to have not had this training, there's no organization to it at all so far that I could see. Just spontaneously they go out and do this and that. They just seem to be wandering, sort of lost. One of them in was one town, the name he gave and the registration for him in the city hall of this town is the same name as the son of a congressman from California. He allegedly, according to city officials, he told him his name and street address in Stanford, California, and said his father's a congressman, and I have before me here a congressional directory for 1964, and it shows that there is a congressman by that name and that he has a son by the precise name given by this young man from California. I don't know whether the father endorses what the son is doing, but it would be a very, very rare combination of circumstances to create the idea that this is in the same family.
Where are these people coming from, by the way, in addition to California?
Well, there was this one town where there were six present as of the third day of the week, the first week. One was from Newtonville, New York, one was from Stanford, California, and one was from Jones, Michigan, and West Lafayette, Indiana. Well, let's see, there was another, Palo Alto, California, and then there was one from University City, Missouri, who allegedly had identified himself as an independent researcher. Then, an interesting thing to me, the same day, the same noon hour, the third day of the week, there were six major national news media persons there. For example, there were two persons who were identified as having been connected with Look Magazine in New York, 22 New York, CBS News New York, one from CBS News Chicago, two from the Saturday Evening Post, New York City, and then one from the United States Information Agency. Now, this was a little town called Ruleville, or Ruelville, and you'd have to get a magnifying glass to find it on the map. And somebody would say, well, why would all these six news media persons be at Ruleville? Well, I can think of only one reason. Ruleville is the home territory, the residence area, of Senator James O. Eastland. And I think this Ruleville thing is a demonstration against Senator Eastland rather than a demonstration in connection with civil rights. This is a phenomenon to me that six students would have been to a town and six national news media persons. It would take an awful lot for you to be able to get Look and CBS News and Saturday Evening Post and the U.S. Information Agency to come to some town just because maybe something's going to happen. I just don't know why they're there. No, new to be there other than they were sure that something was going to be done in the way of a demonstration against Senator Eastland. And it isn't the first time they demonstrate against him. Students for a Democratic Society boys were arrested in the nearby town 3:45 in the morning, sleeping in the public in front of a drugstore, and it developed that they were going to Ruleville for a national news incident in December 1962.
The fact that people in these movements are looking to Washington for protection Would this necessarily imply, then, that people in high federal positions are involved in the planning phase of these operations?
This I wouldn't care to comment upon. I think everybody who's interested in that phase would have to do their own research and reach their own conclusion. I am not interested. I'm not expert in the government field. I haven't been in any of these conferences, and, of course, nobody in government's going to brag that they were. So... That's a matter of conjecture as far as I'm concerned,
all right.
And I don't guess.
All right, Mr. Lohman, how long will it take for the American public to get fed up with these activities this summer, as they did finally with the Freedom Rides of a couple of years ago?
Well, you would say that it shouldn't take as long. It all depends how long it takes the news media to report objectively rather than become fascinated with incidents and headlines. If the whole truth is told, the American people will be fed up in the first month of this. But the problem is going to be for the whole truth to be told, and just as soon as the American people know, the Council of Churches is going to have to pull out of this thing, because this is not a matter which the official boards are going to support in these various churches.
So, to sum up, there are people in Mississippi from other states, some of them college students, trained agitators in some cases, bent on producing violence. They're trying to get a military occupation of the state. Is it your experience that the local authorities are determined to prevent violence?
Every sheriff, police chief, mayor, councilman, every city, state, and federal government person I've talked with down here is diligently working toward the idea there must be no violence, and there'll be none if we can avoid it.
Mr. Lohman, thank you very much for being with us. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Mr. Myers G. Lohman, Executive Secretary of Circuit Riders Incorporated in Cincinnati, Ohio. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, assisted by a grant from the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission, an official agency of the state of Mississippi. Join us next week for another informative discussion, and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.